Yo, welcome back at Sir Lion's Den with your man Easton and John. We're going to talk about survival then.
There you go. We'll use that. I'll cut it right before. That's our intro. There you go. Thanks, John. I got you to do the intro.
You tricked me, you bugger.
Yeah, it was good.
Dang it.
Welcome to the Lion's Den. Now, we're going to talk about something very important to both of us because we are in the middle of it and everyone's doing it right now. Surviving. Now,
I don't know if everyone's trying to survive.
I'm trying to survive. Yeah, but think of like everyday survival, you know, we have to fight against these monsters and people who attack us at gas stations. I don't know.
I don't know what kind of world you're living in, bruv, but I don't know what kind of monsters or gas station homeless murderer assassins you're having to fight every week.
Well, John, what's the number one rule of survival?
But I want in.
You want in?
Survive.
Survive?
I want to survive.
How does one survive? What is survival?
Living.
How do you live?
On the edge. So I guess, do you think that you could survive for like in the wilderness for like, let's say, 7 days?
I think I could.
Would you sign up to survive in the wilderness for 7 days?
I think it would be fun, to be totally honest. I think I might, actually.
Okay.
Now,
then I guess the question asks, What were three things you'd want to bring?
Three things I'd want or need to
bring. And
let's
do this in a fun way. Let's say that you get three things to bring, but here's the trick. So you're going to pick one, and then I'm going to pick one, and you're going to pick one, I'm going to pick one, you're going to pick one, I'm going to pick one. So we go back and forth. But we can't
choosing
say items.
Am I going to choose things that you're going to bring? So like you're doing
this too? No. You're going to pick things that you want to bring. You just think the things that you think you'll need. And then I'm going to pick things that I'm going to want to need. But we can't have any repeats. So it's also going to be like.
So if you say water, I can't have water. Is that it? Like
yeah,
no
like,
water
like
on
if
the
I
whole
say
trip?
Like, it's like, if I'm going to say like, you know, if I say like a pocket knife, then you can't get a knife. Like you're going to have to be like, oh, I get like a hatchet or a shovel.
Okay, I like this idea. All right, so I'll start something that I think I would, you know, having a tent, I think that would be very useful first off, because like it's, you know, it's a mobile shelter in multiple environments, right? Now I'm saying that because this is not my first choice, right? The first thing I choose.
It is the first thing you just chose.
Why no? Like personally, but if I wasn't like fighting with you over things, but I just don't want you to have a tent and I want you to like live under a tree. So I'm going to say a tent.
I'm going to get a waterproof lighter.
A waterproof lighter? So
that's
can I get
like
a lighter?
Specifically
can
a
lighter?
No.
Can I get a lighter? That's not,
get,
oh, okay.
I think you can get matches, but you can't get a lighter.
A bunch of matches. That's my second one. Yeah, we'll go
a bunch of matches.
Well, yeah, because I mean, you don't want like two because they don't work. But like,
but what if you just get two?
Okay, hey, John, I choose, not you.
Yeah, you just chose, so then I just choose. So then I guess I'll have to take a water purification device, like a life straw.
Oh no! That's the first thing I should have chose. Yeah, water. Oh goodness, I should have thought of that. I mean, like drinking water straight from the muddy ground—that's not half bad, right?
That's super bad. Though. That is
you got,
super bad.
Like, what type of purification are you talking? Like, are you talking, like, across the slate, I can't have water purification?
I think across the slate, you can't have water purification.
Okay.
You could specify an amount of bottled water you could take, like...
I mean,
you
know, I'm thinking...
If you
want to
screw yourself and be, like, a 55-gallon drum of water...
Yeah, just carry that everywhere. You know, I think what I take is a tarp, because you can catch some rainwater in a tarp.
So
that's like
straight.
The best thing I can
straight.
Have.
Let me
right
get
now.
This straight. You picked a tent and a tarp.
The tarp can go over the tent, you know, right?
Like a rain cover. Well, I guess for my last item, I'll just take a knife.
A last item? Are we ending here? I thought we were still going.
Are we just gonna? I thought it was three items. We can keep on going.
Oh, it's three items. Well, I just lost, right? Okay, because I got
how many items
matches,
do you
a tent, and a tarp.
That's how so how
like
many
50%.
Items do you want to do then?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's it. That's what we get, right? So I get a tarp and a tent. And I mean, usually a tarp will come with a tent. So I kind of shot myself in the leg with that one. But
you got no, you didn't shoot yourself in the leg. You just got two tarps out of it.
Well, I'll just, yeah. And you chose water purification, if I remember. And
water purification, a knife, and a lighter.
Okay, so while
specifically
I'm sitting,
waterproof.
Yeah. While I'm sitting comfortable in my tent, you'll be getting food because you have a knife to like sharpen spears or something.
I don't think that you'll ever be like, I guess it depends on where you're at. Because a lot of survival, I feel like when we speak of survival in this sense, I feel like it's a lot of it's in the context of like, you know, in a video game of like, oh, I've crash landed on an island, or I'm stuck on a raft, or I'm in the wilderness without any help. So I think with a lot of like video games we play today with Survivor, it's like the first thing I'm going to do is like, you know, sharpen a stick and make a spear. And
that's
not
my first priority, which is like, I think
no, the first thing I think
games are deadly for youth because they play them and they're like, oh, this is easy. I'll just use a stick and a rock to make an axe. And I'm like, it takes a little bit more than just that.
Well, it's also just like, you know, it's not bad to give them confidence, and it's a very open genre, and I feel like it's very fun at times, depending on who you're with and what you're doing. But, I mean, priorities-wise, I think for me personally, like, the first thing I'm going to do is, like, try to find help or be out of the said survival scenario. Because the less time you got to be in a survival scenario, like, in a, some kind of, you know, living on your own basis with out in the elements, you don't want to do that for very long because you're not going to be in a very good place for very long.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, so, you know, and like of all the places you could survive, I'm just thinking like the most uncomfortable would be in a swamp, right? You know, I think about that anywhere could be uncomfortable in the right circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, like the tundra, the tundra ice shelf of Canada would be pretty miserable, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, you could go skiing.
With what skis?
You'd have to craft them.
See, you have John, to craft them.
See what those you crafting games craft do them. To people? They make you think you can craft anything.
Being done to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, could make your own ski. You could make your own skis. It would just be a very painstaking process.
Yeah.
You'd have to get like a sapling. You'd have to like cut it in half and just like smooth it out a lot.
You don't have to smooth it out.
It would just be bad skis. It's just bad
imagine
skis,
that, like,
I guess.
Skiing, like, you know, you just like tie logs to your feet, really long ones, and slide down a hill. I don't know if that would work.
Well, I'm thinking like saplings, right? Like, you know, like a 6-foot sapling, you know, like a little baby tree, you know, that's like 6 feet tall, and like about as thick around as your forearm.
Yeah.
And you split that down the middle, and you put the, and you strap like the flat part, like the, you know, because you cut it in half, you strap like, the two flat parts to your feet. I think that would make some. I mean, compared to not having skis to that thing, I think, you know, you're definitely one up in the ski business.
Can you imagine, like, getting stuck in the middle of nowhere? You're like, it's getting dark at night, you know, you're starving. You're like, this is really bad.
Don't have a fire.
I'm going to make some skis.
it's like in the tundra wilderness, and you don't have a fire, and you're like, I'm going to spend my entire day making skis that probably don't work.
But if they did work, I mean, you can only go down.
Sure suck.
Like you would enjoy it for like 5 minutes, and then you're like, okay, now I'm cold.
Now I'm super cold.
Yeah, you know, and then there's like the magic of hunting animals with your bare hands.
Which doesn't happen. I'm sorry. Well,
imagine. You can't find any sticks. You're in the middle of the desert. There's no rocks because it's just sand.
Then you're double screwed.
And you see
a
perfectly plump deer.
A perfectly plump, it's going to run away from you. It doesn't matter what you do. It just runs away.
Not if you're fast enough.
Deer are a lot faster than we are.
So John is a hunter, and everything I'm saying is just going to make him mad.
I would like to say that, like, yeah, how many animals have you, like, how many times have you actually gone out hunting? Right.
So I have not. But I have played crafting video games.
They're the perfect simulation for real life.
Oh, John, you're coming over to my side on that.
I know. It's quaint.
You know, and that's, yeah, I mean, I remember. So once I worked, okay, at this point I was volunteering up at a mountain ski resort place. I don't want to sponsor them, so I'm not saying their name. But
rip.
I was up there.
But please contact us. We'd love to get sponsored.
Oh, please. I want your... In fact, you know, I'll just say your name and then you'll have to pay us regardless. No, but I was up there for a summer camp. I was one of the summer instructors. This was not for the previous one I worked at. But when I was up there, there was a baby moose and a mama moose. And one of the kids, the little kids, was like, this will be fun. So they threw a rock at the baby moose. And the mama moose was not happy and proceeded to get aggressive, right?
They didn't even get hurt.
Luckily, no, because one of the greatest things rare. About human reaction to fear is running. So, fight or flight, it worked.
Fight or flight.
Flight or fight. I'm saying that for some reason, that sounds weird to me.
It's okay. I was in my computer programming class today, and I didn't realize the word size is S-I-Z-E. And I was like, what is that word?
You don't know that?
You
mean like when you say a word enough times, it like doesn't register anymore?
Yeah, or like sometimes, I don't know if this happens to you, but sometimes I look at words and it's a common word like size and it just looks weird and different.
Yeah, I mean.
And that happened to me today. And I was like, is that how you spell size?
Yeah, I mean, what was a word that definitely, that was a word, the word definitely. I can't spell that word and I can sometimes barely say it or think it. It's just, I can't handle it.
You can handle it.
Lasted.
Well, you can definitely handle it.
Okay, now you're just hurting. You're scaring me. But okay, but you know, continuing talking about survival, and you just mentioned in your computer class, right? You know, like there's a difference between living and surviving. John, are
and
we
thriving?
Living? Are we thriving? Yes. Are we surviving right now, or are we thriving and living?
I mean, I really hope that we're not just surviving, because I feel like surviving is just like you have enough money. Or, I mean, not even enough money. You have enough food to like not starve to death. Like, I feel like surviving is like your base essentials. And so I would hope, going to college, you're not trying to just survive. You know, like if you're scrounging,
your fight or flight response is always going off. Like,
you show up into a classroom. And you're just freaking out and you just run away. Like,
Oh my goodness. Like, imagine that you go to like, you're in one of your, classes, you're sitting like in the front row, right? Or back row. I don't know, wherever people sit. But like, you're sitting there, right? And you turn around, and you see this guy walk in and he's like, in caveman.
He's like covered in animal skins and he's got like a wooden
camouflage
spear.
And like mud. Yeah. Like, he sees
he's
the
got,
teacher.
Like, yeah, he's
the
got
teacher
like
looks
war
at him.
Paint.
Teacher looks at him. He just screams and runs away, right?
He's got like a bone spear and like a stone sharpened knife. And he like goes in there and he just like spears one of your classmates because he's an animal. He has to get stunned by the tased by the police because he's just berserking around.
You think there's people in our mountains here in wonderful Utah that are just completely cut off from society that are like that? Like if they saw someone, they would attack. Like.
They're just like the mountain men that never came away from their lifestyle.
Yeah, and they're just like hiding, there's a lot of horror movies about that, but just imagine like,
Why would you do that? Why would a normal person do that? That's so dumb.
Yeah. Why would they? I don't know why. I said it like I was accusing someone. Yeah, why would they? I don't know, John. It's kind of like me, where I'm like, you said, would you survive for 7 days? I'm like, you know what? I'll do it with my tent and my tarp and my matches, and I'll do it.
And you'd
so maybe
come back
some guy.
You'd come back as a weird homeless animal skin wearing dude throwing spears at other
in
college
7 days.
Kids.
It has to be 7 days. Like,
that's the breaking point right there.
Did you know a man can change that quickly? I've seen it.
I bet you a man can change a lot faster as well. People can change a lot faster than that.
Yeah, they can. Survival does that to you, You go out.
Yeah, if you shoot someone, they do change really quickly.
Okay, that's not survival. Well, I mean, there is.
That's the exact opposite.
Like, I was talking more like, surviving in the woods, not like surviving, people attacking you. That's a different type of survival.
A spoon assassination, like we were talking about earlier.
Yes. So we played a game back in elementary school, me and John, and I kind of mentioned it beforehand, but I didn't really explain anything at all. But what it was we all had spoons. We wrote our names on them. They're plastic spoons, and we handed them out. Not our same spoons with our names. We hand those to other people. Now, let's say John had a spoon with my name on it. Sometime in the school day, he'd have to find me and poke me very hard. Yes, poke me very with the plastic spoon, which would break the spoon, and I would therefore lose. And then, so then they get the other spoon. Elementary school was survival. It was survival. Like, if you remember,
think elementary school was survival. I think middle school was survival. I think elementary school was living, and then I think high school was that thriving. Like, living is like I got everything under control. and I'm doing the right
things.
So
we devolve. But I'm not happy. Middle school.
Oh, I think middle school is a massive de-evolutionary state.
Ah, yes, middle school.
I don't know that many people. In fact, I can't put any names on people that had a better time in, like, they have a positive outlook of middle school. I don't know that many people. They're like, middle
That's
school,
a good point.
like I don't know, like, you know what I mean, like, because I know some kids are like, you know, elementary school, I'd be really young, but I really liked it because it was really easy and it was really nice and I had lots of free time, and high school is really fun because I got a lot of options. But I don't know anyone in that crowd that's like, I'm gonna choose middle school because I like being in a state of where everyone around me, and including myself, is changing physically and socially and just, like, emotionally going through, like, basically, like, six rings and
we were
die.
All cavemen. We were all cavemen, you know, like, with our own, like, you know, we're hiding, fight or flight constantly going off, right?
Dude, I don't even think that was cavemen. I think that was just, like, apes running around, like, trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, we should end this episode here on survival. So thank you very much. And if you are interested in submitting some ideas for me and John to talk about here at Lion's Den, the email is lionsden@aggiemail.com/org education. One of those.
How do you spell aggiemail, Easton, for those of us that aren't super, super good? How do you spell that aggiemail for those of us that aren't super inclined with that?
Okay, it's A. Don't you see the next letter?
No.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.